If, I remember back when I was in service one summer, and I used to hate to do something that was part of my training, and every time before I went, I just had this feeling of fear, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it happened every time. I finally got over it. But you might say in a situation like that that I really
dreaded to do it. Mm-hmm. You dreaded it, really? Yeah. I've had the same choice to do it.
What might you say to yourself when you're a little peeved at yourself for doing something stupid?
I'm disgusting myself.
I mean, what sort of exclamation might, you know,
oh, my goodness.
You know,
should have known better.
Yeah, you're going to make a golf shot.
Yes.
And you just blow it, and you know you did it, and you knew it when you started your swing.
My goodness.
Okay.
Yeah, she'll miss that shot.
What would you say if you made an especially good shot that surprised you because it was so good? What did you say the other day when you made a hole in one when you came upon it?
I said, wow. Never forget. And the guys thought I was kidding. They came up when they saw it and they said, wow, he did make it, you know. And then everybody was, wow.
Were you sure when you found the ball?
Yeah, when I saw it in there, I knew it was my ball.
How long ago was that?
It was Father's Day a year ago.
Wow.
Father's Day a year ago.
When something shocking is reported to you, you know, it might be attributed to you or someone you know, and you feel a little resentful about it, you might say, why
this happened to him? He's a good fellow. Fine fellow. I know we're not supposed to say that, but they, not as a professing Christian.
And if you think it's not true, and you think it's sort of incredulous that anybody would say it about somebody else, you say, why the...
Well, it can't be true about it.
Mm-hmm. And if it's an exclamation of surprise, well, do you ever say, why the very idea?
No, not much. I've heard that expression quite often, though. Well, they say, well, the very idea of seeing such thing, or thinking such thing.
When, when a friend says good morning, and he's a fairly intimate friend, what do you say in return?
Good morning, call him his name, Bruce. Mm-hmm. I know his name.
And if you wanted to inquire as to, you know...
Good morning, how are you, John?
When you are introduced to a stranger, what do you say? I say, you know, I come up to Mr. Freeman. This is my dad, Mr. Rogers.
Oh, Mr. Rogers, glad. Nice to meet you.
When somebody's leaving after a visit, you might tell them, or say, oh, I hope you're leaving. And
oh, I hope you come back soon.
What do you say when you meet someone on Christmas?
Merry Christmas.
What about on the 1st of January?
Happy and prosperous New Year. I wish you happy and prosperous.
What do you say as a term of appreciation besides thank you? You might say, I'm much obliged.